Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Greg. Thanks for joining me today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will do. Attack. Lighten our darkness, we beseech you, O Lord, and by your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this day, for the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, as I read your words in Scripture today, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you lead me and give me understanding. Lord, I ask that you would draw near and meet with me and lead me into your kingdom today. Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the flood would have swept us away, the torrent would have gone over us, then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this scripture, I'm noticing verses 1 and 2 that repeat this phrase, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. And as I thought about that, initially, what came to mind was honestly the Crusades and people who have manipulated this idea in the past that the Lord was on their side. So that there has been war and battle and the actual slaughtering of people by those who have claimed this verse, that the Lord is on our side. And while we've seen the manipulation of this idea of the Lord being on our side, I think in some ways we have recently swung to the complete other side of this idea, theologically, so as to say that the Lord isn't even for us, that the Lord isn't in our corner, He's not on our side because we're sinful and He's God, He isn't subject to us, but we are to Him. The scripture is very clear, though. God is our creator. He has made humanity essentially good, but we are sinful people. We have and continue to choose to depend upon ourselves and rebel against Him and make our own way, therefore becoming His enemy. But even as we are His enemies, God still pursues and provides and cares for us all, and He ultimately sent His Son Jesus to be for His enemies, for sinners who are against Him, because He loves us so. Because He is for us and cares so much for us. Love is just not a concept or idea for God, but His very nature and embodiment, His action and reaction is that of ultimate love. It's also of justice and of righteousness, but in perfect balance of His love, mercy, justice, and uprightness. So now what's being spoken in this psalm of David, of the Lord being on his side, is spoken as a person who's in covenant, in dependent relationship with God, almost like a marriage. One who has tied themselves to the Lord. And the Lord ties himself to us, saying, I am for you. I am in your corner. This doesn't mean that David wasn't disciplined by the Lord or that he didn't experience any consequences for his sins, his actions, or his misdeeds. He actually for sure did experience those consequences. Children died, friends died, he had broken relationships in his family, and all over the place. But yet, the Lord still delivered David as one whom he loved, one whom the Lord fought for. And this is true for us. Whether we are a rebel enemy against the Lord, or we are someone who has committed and covenanted ourselves to the Lord, he is for us. He is for you. He will provide for us. He cares for us. He's in our corner, desiring to see us thrive. As Jesus would say, I came that you may have life abundant. I came to deliver you from evil. Jesus came to show us another way, offer another way, sacrifice his life to free us and purchase us to live another way. When we tie ourselves to Jesus, he says he will never leave nor forsake us. In other words, he's always with us, in our corner, and supplying all that we need on earth and in heaven. As 1 John would say, we have an advocate. We have someone in our corner who is for us. So in reflection today, I want us to just pause and take a moment to accept and to thank the Lord that he is for us and that he's on our side. Thank the Lord that he is for us and on our side. Lord, I can't help but even think in this moment how sinful I am and the mistakes that I make and how it's hard to believe that someone else is for me. And thank you, Lord, that you are the one who is for us, that even as an enemy, you have drawn near to us and actually forgiven us and pursued us in the moment of our deepest weakness and failure. So, Lord, thank you that you are ultimately good and that you are ultimately love, and that even in your justice and in the experience of our own consequences for our own sins on earth, Lord, that you still are for us and you're fighting with us and for us, and you are ultimately going to deliver us. And so, Jesus, thank you that you are our rescuer, who is the one who picks us up and gives us righteousness and gives us fullness of life and gives us joy. That we don't find that in ourselves, being for our own selves, but you are the one who has given your life for us. May we accept that today. May we accept the gift that you of your love today. in Jesus' name and for his sake, so that through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom would come.